What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back. This is the Deep Corner, episode 30. I'm Rob St. Clair, and a returning guest to the show, Mr. Vince Zanzucchi, the VLA Director of Digital Operations. Welcome back, man.
Thanks, man. It's great to be back. Excited about the upcoming events. A couple days away.
Yep, this is the last normal episode of this show before the VLA Kickoff Classic. We're going for it. We're playing volleyball this weekend. Don't expect an episode of this show on Friday, because there will be live volleyball. Four matches of live volleyball on Friday, and then following along for the rest of the weekend. So I wanted to get Vince on real quick to talk about kind of what everyone can expect. First and foremost, everything will be here on the YouTube channel. All the matches will be live. You'll be able to go and watch them back after they're done, immediately after the matches are over. So that'll be awesome. We're going to have a bunch of content for everyone. But I wanted to ask some stuff to Vince here about how the board went through this whole thing, how this event kind of came to be, and kind of what everyone can expect. So first of all, like, I've had all the board on the show by this point, including yourself early on, and a lot has changed since I had you on the show the last time. Can you talk us through a little bit of how the board came to make this event into reality, like, amidst the current environment in the world?
Yeah. Well, last time I was on, we were stoked to be proceeding towards our Louisville event back in April. World circumstances being what they are, we are now in the we had to put off a lot, let's just say.
Yeah.
So, you know, and our biggest thing was, you know, how can we make volleyball happen? How can we get on the court and play? Obviously not a lot of decisions were in our hands. We pretty much going off of the guidelines of what the CDC is allowing the country to do. And so our board was pretty thorough on going back and forth on deciding what we can do. And fortunately, I think that we have a pretty solid plan to basically bring volleyball to everyone that's going to be watching.
Yeah, we put it together, we made it happen, and it helps that our co-founder happens to own a beautiful facility that we can play at. So we're going to be in Northeast Indiana. We're going to be at Loy Ball's Gym, the Ball Sports Academy. There will be no spectators, just going to be the people involved with the event that are going to be in the house. So anyone who wants to consume it is going to do so online. But past that, what other like COVID-19 related safety protocols are being put in place in the gym for those of us that are there? Like, it's clearly going to look pretty different than a normal volleyball event in normal times, but what specifically?
Well, I mean, the thing is that, like you said, I mean, it's not going to be the environment that we originally anticipated playing in for this season. Us being partnered with Junior Volleyball Association, AAU, USAV, those provide fantastic platforms for us to play in front of thousands of people each event. Unfortunately, we can't have thousands of people in Loy's building.
Nope.
Let alone,
kind of anywhere.
The CDC mandates and the state. So we just decided that we're pretty much going to do what all professional sports are doing right now, and we're going to play the matches, and we are going to broadcast it to the people that that want to watch it. So unfortunately, we can't play in a live setting, as far as having the fans there. It's going to be a little interesting. I don't know the last time that we played in an empty gym.
Yeah.
I mean, we've played in front of a lot of people. I mean, even Ascension playing the scrimmage matches, we still had pretty decent crowds.
You guys had a lot of people at those.
They'd be playing at the State Farm Arena out in Glendale when we played against ASU. I mean, we had a substantial crowd, even though the picture showed otherwise. I mean, keep in mind there were 60,000 seats in that building, but I mean, we had a pretty good crowd watching us when we did play. But I mean, it is going to be a little bit different playing pretty much in front of ourselves and our benches. But I mean, really, I think a lot of us keep our team aspect and our team mindset. I mean, yeah, a lot of us will play to the crowd a little bit, But I mean, the game is about our teams, you know. The game is about us, and so we're going to try to, you know, we'll put on a good show for the viewers, and you know, but you know, when it comes down to it, I mean, it's not going to be like the deciding factors or anything like that.
Yeah, and I think we all would all agree at this point that any volleyball is better than no volleyball. So I cannot wait to get in the gym and watch volleyball for real, man. It's been a long time. And just for the league's sake, we can talk about this in a little bit, but all the content that we're going to get out of this is going to be huge for us the next few months. So let's talk about the tournament specifics just a little bit. I'm going to hide your beautiful face in favor of the schedule. Okay, there we go. So the people can now see day by day kind of the schedule that we're looking at. So the very first match, quote-unquote regular season match of the entire VLA is going to be your guys, going to be Vince's guys, against Loy's guys, against Team Pineapple at 9 a.m. on Friday. And all these times are Eastern, by the way. So if you're in California, you're 3 hours behind. Colorado, you're 2 hours behind. Chicago, you're 1 hour behind. You know, you figure it out. So, Vince, you guys have got the first match of the day. How do you feel about that?
I wouldn't want it any other way.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just to get things started, against Team Pineapple, that should be a pretty good match, and I hope that we kind of set the tone for the weekend between the two teams. You know, I think that I don't know honestly how much the other teams have gotten in the gym together. I know that Ascension was able to get in. We've had a handful of practices in the past couple of weeks. So lucky for us, we're not going into this without any contacts as a group. And then, you know, Team Pineapple, I have a feeling that they've probably practiced a little bit. They're just not, you know, letting the rest of us know. But
and even if they didn't, you know, it probably wouldn't affect them that much.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you play as long as Loy does. I mean, you know, really, it's. Yeah, I don't know if that guy even practices anymore.
Yeah, that's so that'll kick it all off, like you said, setting the tone for the weekend. So format wise, we just got four teams. We're gonna do a pool, like a round robin pool play. So that's six matches. So you've got the first four matches here on Friday, 9, 12, 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern on Friday. So Ascension Pineapple first thing in the morning, like we said, followed by Chicago Iceman, and then Team LVC from New York coming up next. Then LVC back-to-back against Vince and the Phoenix guys. And then the All-Midwest Pineapple versus Iceman to cap it off on Friday. So that's going to be a heck of a day. A lot of volleyball coming that day.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a fun time. And yeah, it's a... Going around 12 hours, I think that we're scheduled in the gym for 12 to 14 hours of just consistent live streaming, and we're pretty excited about it. You know, I mean, we couldn't ask for anything more coming off of you know, what we have come off of with the you know, the COVID-19 situation.
Exactly. So then Saturday's July 4th, so a lot of people will be out. Spend it outside in whatever way is safe, whatever where their state allows. But if you're inside or if you're free, we've got volleyball. We've got volleyball for you. So we're going to wrap up the last two matches of that pool play. At 9 a.m. will be Team Pineapple against LVC. And then noon, Vince and the Ascension against Chicago Iceman. So then after that, at 3 p.m., we'll reseed. And whoever wins the pool, the top seed from the first six matches against the fourth seed from the first six matches, we'll play in the first semifinal at 3 p.m. And then we'll wrap up a little earlier that day than Friday. So we'll be done for the day on Saturday after that first semifinal. And then just moving on to Sunday, shifting it back a couple hours, 11 a.m. the first match is the second semifinal, seed 2 versus seed 3. Then 2 p.m. we'll play a match for bronze, the losers of the two semifinals. And at 5 p.m. we'll play a match for gold, the winners of the two semifinals. And that'll be it, 10 matches. A ton of volleyball that you, like I said, you'll be able to watch live and immediately after the fact, all on the VLA YouTube channel where many of you are watching this, or if you're listening on the audio versions, yeah, you'll be checking out the YouTube all weekend. But yeah, that's kind of how the weekend's going to look. So I got Vince's beautiful face back here now.
All right.
So another I wanted to, your one of your roles and your biggest role on the board is the you're the digital operations guy. You're kind of the social media guy. You and I have been talking about a lot about how the live stream is going to look. So I wanted to just give a quick overview of, to the people of all the types of content that they can expect online all weekend and where to find them. So starting with Thursday, once a couple of us all get into the gym, we're going to do a little live stream, aren't we? Can you tell people about that?
Yeah, so we're going to be setting up Lloyd's place, breaking down some walls and duct taping the ceiling back together. The place is no, but yeah, he's got a great facility up there, and so we're excited to set up the court, make it a good professional look. And then we're also going to we'll have a kind of a serve and pass deal with LVC. Just to get in there and get some contacts, and also to basically have a little bit of time for just players to get on and talk about the event and about volleyball and the VLA, all sorts of things like that with you. So we're going to do a 2-hour live stream from 6 p.m. Eastern time to 8 p.m. Eastern time. It's going to be on the YouTube channel, and it's just going to be a barrage of players answering some questions and talking about volleyball. And it would be awesome, actually, if people were on the live stream. Maybe they can ask some questions online through and get some dialogue going. We'd love to answer a lot of questions. We get a few here and there, but it would be great to have some live questions going on with the players and of course team reps and Rob.
Yeah, I love it. It'll kind of just be like a live episode of this show where with a little bit of volleyball going on in the background and people just cycling in and out. I think it's going to be really cool. And yeah, the live comment section of a YouTube live stream is useful, and I'll be able to see that as we're streaming it. So if anyone wants to pop in and answer question or ask questions of whatever guests we have, I have sitting next to me at the time. So yeah, Vince and his guys, the Ascension guys, will be in the gym. Team LVC from New York will be in the gym. Just kind of slapping the ball around, taking some photos, doing some interviews off stream for some more digital content, and then I'll have a couple people on throughout the 2 hours with me on YouTube Live. So I think that's going to be really cool to kick the weekend off.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be a lot of fun. So I mean, it's a good start to the weekend that we're going to have.
Yep, so then moving into the days of actual play, like I already said, all of the matches will be live streamed here on the YouTube channel. You know the schedule. If you need to look at the schedule again, they're on our website, it's on our Instagram, it's all over the internet everywhere. If you want specific links to each match live stream, there's a Facebook event for each match. So if you follow the VLA on Facebook, you can go to our events and see the online event for each of the pool play matches, and then as the playoffs get set, we'll add those as well. So if you want a little bit easier way to the links, those will be there. And then the Instagram at VLA Volleyball is going to be super active all weekend. We're going to be posting a ton of stuff. We're going to have like these nice score wrap-up graphics at the end of every day. Our Instagram story, I'm sure, will be super duper long with a lot of just random clips that people are on the sidelines or filming. There's going to be a lot going on. So you're going to want to have your phone or your computer with you to follow along all weekend. Vince, anything in particular you want to add to that?
I mean, no, that's pretty much what we got going on. We're gonna like Rob said, we gotta get to get the YouTube going, because that's where pretty much everything's gonna be happening live. I mean, of course, we'll have Facebook updates, Instagram updates, Twitter updates, but the focus is definitely gonna be to our YouTube channel, where all the live streams will be. That's kind of where the interaction's mostly going to be, because that's definitely what we're going to be paying attention to most, streaming through Swish Live, and where we can be a lot more interactive with the fans, through that context, so.
Yeah, that like I was saying about the YouTube live comments feature for like the pre-stream on Thursday, that's going to be going for every one of the matches too. And like I'm going to be on the mic commentating the matches live. I'm not so sure if I'm going to be looking at the whole match, but I'll try to take some time, and if there are any questions, I'll get to them. I think it'd be a cool little interactive thing to do. So yeah, just an incentive to tune in live. But if you can't, like I said, if you're busy on the fourth or whatever, go back and watch them. They'll all be there and free for anyone who wants to watch them. They'll be there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Obviously, we couldn't put the full regular season out to the world like we wanted to. It looks very different. We're happy to be getting any volleyball out there and on out there digitally and live streamed. As a social media and kind of online content guy, after this weekend, after we then finally have several hours of volleyball footage, what's kind of our marketing strategy or like in our social media strategy going forward after that, now that we have some content to use?
Well, a lot of the issues that we had building up into this is that we haven't had literally any content because of when you're a league that's just first starting out, I mean, you don't have anything. I mean, you can talk about players and their colleges and things like that, and you know where they came from, which is great, but that's not what we are and where we are now. And so it's great because we'll finally get it introduced. The volleyball world, who these players are, they'll get to see them, you know, they'll get to see them live, they'll get to see them, you know, in every way. And we're looking forward to promoting the players that we're very proud to be a part of our league. So I think that's the biggest thing, is finally getting ourselves in the gym to be able to play as our teams and against our other teams. It's just something that, you know, we haven't had the opportunity to do yet, and we've been dying to do it. And finally that opportunity's come, and we're very, very excited about it.
Oh yeah, I already know that our YouTube, Instagram, whatever, all of our numbers are going to be blowing up after this weekend because we finally will have some real volleyball to give to the people. And in the way the world is right now, there hasn't really been any sports to consume. People are just going to eat this up. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, no, it's going to be great. But like I said, you know, these guys have been working really hard. You know, every single player on every single team, and you know, and also, I mean, we've had a lot of backing from, you know, Smack Sportswear. They've, you know, they've put a lot of money, and they're all into this professional league. And you know, I feel terrible that I have yet to be able to play in my new Ascension jersey,
Which are
and
pretty
it's
sweet.
probably. I definitely say the best jersey I've already worn. I mean, that thing feels fantastic. So I can't wait to get on the court and actually you know, move the ball around in it. So I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, not only just for us, but for our sponsors and for you know, everyone else involved. We, you know, we haven't had that opportunity, and we're excited to finally get that opportunity to you know, to get in our threads and play some volleyball.
Totally. Yeah, big shout outs to Smack Sportswear. All the guys are going to be looking sweet all weekend long on the floor. Big shout outs to Mikasa, the ball sponsor, and Swish Live, like we already talked about, our live streaming platform. We've got some great partners on board that are going to be all over all the live streams this weekend, so that's going to be huge. So before we get you out of here, I want to talk about your Ascension guys a little bit, kind of what we can expect. I had your setter Zach Melcher on the show a couple weeks ago, or last week maybe, and I kind of
Oh yeah,
grew
he's cut. Yeah, you know,
cut.
didn't quite like his answer. You know, I mean, it didn't seem truthful. I don't terminate every ball, most, but not every. You know, I mean, it's got to be a little more. No, yeah.
Was funny.
So, you know, I'm excited to get this team back out there. I mean, we have guys that have not, I mean, they've been on the VLA scene a little bit, as far as, you know, us in our scrimmages and whatnot, CJ Suarez and Daniel Jacobs. But for the most part, I mean, my Ascension team has been the Ascension team for since we've been Ascension. You know, I mean, we don't really have any changes. No one really that new. It's the classic guys, you know. So I mean, we're just looking forward to getting out there and doing what we do.
Yeah, and like you said, you've got the opportunity to start the weekend off with a bang first thing on Friday. But I mean, like also you're saying, not all the teams have been in the gym very much, and I think all the players in general have kind of been away from the game in general since the month of March, since like the guys had to come back early from overseas and everything kind of shut down. So I don't know about you, but I'm kind of expecting the level of volleyball to even get better as the weekend goes on. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, especially, yeah, you just get into a new environment. I mean, when you show up at BSA, you know, you take those first couple serving reps and whatnot. I mean, you may pass them perfect, but you know, I mean, there's always that little bit better that you're gonna, you know, you're gonna improve on as the weekend goes on. And the serves come a little bit faster on Sunday than they do on Friday.
Yeah, that's right.
That's just the nature of the beast. I mean, and that's the way you want it anyways. As a team captain, you know, you don't want your team peaking in the first match. You know, you want them to be better on Sunday than you do on Friday. So, I think that it's going to start off at, you know, very high level, very competitive, because, I mean, no one wants to lose a match when you're starting your in a new league, is 0-0 records.
Right.
You know, no one's going to be giving away losses, let's just say. So I mean, yeah, of course, everyone's going to get after it right away to try to, you know, set that, you know, I don't want to say legacy or anything like that, but, you know, everyone wants to make their mark, you know. So I think that everyone's looking for the opportunity to do something for the first time in this league.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And to that end, how far do you think winning the gold medal on Sunday would go towards your team's VLA legacy or whatever? The motivation's got to be up there, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, whoever wins this is pretty much, you know, they're going to view themselves as the top dog going into the next season. And unfortunately, next season is nowhere near even being able to be discussed with everything that's going on.
Right.
But, the fact that we're able to at least get this tournament under our belt as a league, to show the world what, you know, is going on, you know, here is, I mean, it's a huge opportunity for us. And I think, I don't want to say that any of the teams will have any, like, quote unquote pressure. None of us will feel that, but at the same time, we definitely know that there is a lot kind of at stake with this tournament. So we want to put on a good show and a good product. And actually, that's one of the things, one of the biggest factors the board went into deciding whether or not we will move forward with this tournament is, will we be able to put the best volleyball that we can put out? And we didn't want to just throw a bunch of just guys out there that, you know, I mean, there's great players on every team for sure. But, I mean, we wanted to make sure that what we were putting out was a very good product that represents not only the VLA, but the United States in adult volleyball.
Yeah.
And so with that being said, you know, we just wanted to make sure that we are putting out a good product, and all of us feel confident that we are fielding great teams. And I mean, you'll see with just the roster. I mean, you can check the website now at www.usavla.com. Check the rosters, and those rosters look pretty strong. I mean, you saw Cody Kessel's going to be rolling up with LVC. You know, you got Jordan Bari with LVC. He's, you know, another one of the top, one of the best opposites in the country. And, you know, and you can't go wrong with, you know, Loy Ball with his pineapple guys, you know, and Tim with his Chicago guys. He's got a great group coming out. You know, Will Kraft coming right out from, I think he was in Denmark this past year.
Yep.
You know, I mean, just like you got guys that are fantastic players that are going to be there. And I'm excited to for my guys to take them on, because we're excited.
I'm excited about everything, man. I think the kind of the theme word for the weekend is opportunity. We got a big opportunity as a league to put great product out there. Each team has got a great opportunity to win this thing and start their VLA sagas off the right way. Somebody's going to end up the top dog by the end of the weekend. It'll be the team to beat, and going forward, that's going to be really awesome. So a huge opportunity, and we're hoping to Zoom just gave me a little pop-up there. We're good. Hoping to put a great product out there and hoping to get as many eyeballs in this thing as we can, and we couldn't be more excited about it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's exactly the best way we can describe it, is excited.
Yep. So that's it. That's kind of all we got. The next video you see from us is going to be live volleyball on Friday morning, which I can't believe it's finally already here. So like I said, no episode of this show on Friday. I will film an episode after the weekend, kind of do a wrap-up show for next Tuesday. We'll have a lot to talk about for that, so that'll be really cool. Just quick wrap-up again. Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern, kind of pre-stream with interactive bunch of interviews with the guys playing in the background. You saw the schedule for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And yeah, that's it. That's the VLA Kickoff Classic coming your way this weekend.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing you guys there. Online.
Online, yeah. seeing you on the ones and zeros of the internet. So
exactly. We expect the comments to be to flow.
That's right. Yeah, for real. Get engaged with us. It'll be really cool to do that. So Vince, thanks for hopping on with me, man. I will see you on Thursday. I'm really excited to be back in the gym with everyone again. So yeah, everyone else, thanks for joining us. We'll see you Friday morning, Thursday night for the VLA Kickoff Classic.
All right. Thank you, Rob.